وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. One of the interesting things that we perceive or notice in the world around us is that people spend an inordinate amount of effort and energy in trying to engage in things which mask reality from their own selves. In common parlance or vernacular, is often termed entertainment, right? Entertainment. And sort of, you know, people say that religion is the opium of the masses. I'd argue that entertainment is the opium of the masses. It's a way to make people forget. It is a way for people to dull the pain of their own emptiness and their own existence. And so human beings, I mean, if you look at even our gross domestic product and how much people spend, what percentage people spend of their disposable income on trying to entertain themselves, right? Because there's an emptiness that lies within. And so the idea is that you want to engage in some type of, even look at the word that we use in the English language, diversion, right? Diversion. Which means to take someone's focus or someone's attention and move it from the asl, right? So if a bullet is coming towards you, you want to divert the bullet, means you want to turn it off track, right? Off its trajectory. And so similarly, if a human being has a certain focus in his life, somewhere that he's, some manzil, some maqam that he's supposed to be progressing towards, right? Then oftentimes people engage in a diversion, right? They get off track. Right, and the trajectory is wrong, you're never going to reach your manzil, right? You're never going to reach shore. You're not going to get where you need to go. You have to, even if you're on the right direction, right? Even if you paddle slowly, then there's some hope that you'll get where you want to go. But if the trajectory itself is off, right? If the trajectory itself is off, then you're in real trouble. And so human beings, as they, one of the, you know, interesting things that we notice about entertainment, right, or having fun, these are all synonymous terms in my mind, having fun, right, let's do something because I'm bored, right, bored should not be in our vocabulary, right, it's as if we've earned already enough for our akhirah that we have time to get bored, right, it's ludicrous. And so people, when they engage in these quote-unquote fun activities, things to make them themselves forget, one of the things that they don't realize is that there is a sign right in the engagement of that activity which sort of informs the individual about the frivolous nature of that activity itself. Let me explain it by way of example. So, you know, just recently there was a party today. Big celebration, and after the celebration, you know, everyone went home, right? And everyone had a good time, everyone enjoyed themselves, they had nice biryani, and nice chicken, and nice drinks, so on and so forth. And then it so happened that the people who were hosting the party were actually leaving out of town, right? They're actually flying to a different country the next day. So what happened is that there was a lot of waste products which had been produced from the party. So the, you know, some people said that instead of leaving it rot in their garage, let's take it with us and then we'll dispose of it. So we put it in the back trunk and then, you know, forgot about it. And as soon as I got into the car, right, I noticed the stench, right? I noticed the stench. The byproduct, right, of having a good time was evidence, the evidence of which lay in the trunk, right? It was an uneasy feeling, right? It was a disquieting, disconcerting feeling to even smell in a sensory manner that which lay behind. You don't even want to touch it, right? You don't want anything of it leak. You want to segregate, right, all that waste and make sure it doesn't even touch your car. And you want to get rid of it out of your car as soon as possible. You want to forget about it. But that was the product, right, of our entertainment. That was the product of our entertainment. And the fact of the matter is that every time we engage in things which are غير مقصود, things which are not intended, things which are other than what we were created for, right? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. What is this world except, you know, frivolity and play? وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, and some boasting amongst each other, right? وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, and mutual rivalry in terms of who can get the best degree, who can get the most money, who can send their kids to Harvard. It's just a farce, right? That's life. And as people engage in something which is غير مقصود, something which is not the aim, which is not the objective of human life, which is not the objective of the human enterprise, they are, you know, processing, right? They are creating this byproduct, waste, right? Now, I'm not talking about waste of time, but there is a byproduct which comes from that engagement in something other than what the human being was designed to engage in, right? For some people, it manifests as guilt. For some people, it manifests as emptiness. For some people, it manifests as uneasiness. For some people, it manifests in a disquiet that lies within, which doesn't allow them, right, to be in a state of sakina. Right, for some people, it depending on the degree that one engages in things, something which is غير مقصود, right, something which is not intended, which is not our objective in life, one will see that much waste being produced. So now, when every time you look at these people having a great time, so we know everyone says that, oh, look at all those guys, you know, they're dressed in nice clothes, and young ladies dressed in, you know, provocative clothing, having a great time at the bars. Right, you drive through downtown, I don't advise it, but if one has to drive down through Party Central in Chicago or Times Square on Saturday night, right, it's a very attractive scene, right, because everything is, you know, glamorous and flashy. But even in English, they say all that glitters is not gold. Right? You don't know how many tears are cried that same night. Right? You don't know how many women are battered that same night. Literally, there's a Christian woman who writes, I cannot tell you how many nights I had to cry myself to sleep as the man next to me lay snoring away. Right? You don't see that byproduct. People want to forget the waste. Right? We don't see the broken families. You don't see the fights. You don't see the shahwa. You don't see the uncontrollable and disgusting acts that some of these people engage in, such that they don't have the ability to look at their own faces in the mirror the next morning. You don't see those people in the ER, right? I've seen these people, right? These people who are drunk, mad, and they're in the ER. It's, right? I mean, someone would be hard-pressed to call these human, I mean, animals, much less human. Right? Maybe not hard-pressed. You see, people don't see the waste, right? People don't see the ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. All this facade that you see around you, right, is بما كسبت أيدي الناس, is what you're earning with your own hands. Now, a person who engages in, you know, frank ma'asiyah, frank disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will see the product of that in one manner, right? You know, I mean, he will be generating a lot of waste, right? A lot of waste, right? What greatest waste product can there be than distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Definitely. But even those people who are Muslim, who choose to, instead of, when they've been given the greatest ni'mah of Islam, people who know, have hidayah, they know what they need to do on a daily basis, and yet to choose to do otherwise, right? Don't they create some type of waste in their own lives? So some people, they're Muslims, but they're stressed. They're Muslims, but they're depressed. They're Muslims, but they're anxious. They're Muslims, but they're confused. They're Muslims, but they don't feel that sakina in their heart, right? Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. We should be engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather we spend our time on PS3 or, you know, watching this serial or surfing the internet, right? Or reading a book or checking the news or seeing which person played in this, you know, this Olympics or that person played in that, you know, thing or whatever other engagement that a person may be, sometimes even if it may be mubah, right? To the degree that that thing is, you know, distasteful in the deen, a person will see how much waste product he will be creating in his own life. The other thing that one notices, right? The other thing that one notices is that one engage. So that is true. That's not to say that a person can have a good time in Islam. It just depends on how you define having a blast, right? It's very destructive language. If you look in Western society, how do we look at people having a good time, right? Let's have a blast, right? Right. They call us terrorists, right? They call us terrorists. Let's have a blast, right? Man, that was the bomb, they say, right? That was the bomb. So that was jamming, right? Man, after the party, I wanted to just crash. I wanted to crash. Don't worry, you'll crash soon enough. If you take your plane in the wrong direction, then the crash is not far away. The other thing that one notices is that, so people, when there is this type of garbage, right, what do people want to do? As soon as you have some garbage in the house, you close the lid. Right? You want to take it outside. You wanted to get rid of your house as soon as possible, and no one wants to see it. Who defecates in the toilet and says just leaves it there? You want to flush it as soon as possible because they want it to go away. People don't want to see, right, the bad effects that comes from their own selves. And that's very true about human actions as well, right? So the way that many people do it is that when these bad effects start coming from their own actions, right, from their own ghafla, from their own ma'siyah, from their own duri, from their own bod anillah, from their both distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then people want to drown that out. Sometimes people do that by engaging in creating more waste, right? So they say, let's have even more of a good time. Let me go and read something. You just want to drown it out. You're just digging yourself deeper, right? You're just digging yourself deeper. That is not to say that you cannot have a good time in Islam. But what happens is that the very things, well, actually, before we talk about that, I should have to preface that statement. So, that same garbage, right, what people do is they don't want to get rid of it, right? So you flush it, and then eventually you try to bury it under landfills, you try to burn it out, you try to get rid of it in some way, shape, or form. And the idea is that eventually, if you put it someplace, hopefully you become, quote-unquote, biodegradable, right? And eventually it will go away. Right, it will go away. They say in Arabic, right? Al ashya'u yarji'u ila aslihi. Right? Wa kullu shay'in yarji'u ila aslihi. That everything, things were made to return to their original state. Things were made to return to their original state. And that's what we see, right? Carbon-based creatures or, you know, entities get eventually degenerated into these, you know, carbon-based, you know, dirt. If you want to so call it. Things are in a constant state. We live in an entropic universe, right? And things are in a constant state of degeneration. It's so interesting, right? Because a human being is always trying to impose some type of order in the world around him, right? And he thinks by imposing that order in the world around him, right? And these efforts in trying to have fun is a manifestation of that same tendency. Right? A person wants to impose some type of order, wants to make a beautiful house, wants to make, you know, beautiful things on the house. Everything should be in its place. Everything needs to be neat and clean. I want to have, you know, engage in some type of activity which is well structured in such a way that my nafs will become happy. Right? But understand that every castle you're building, right, it's a castle in the clouds, because by its very nature, it's like sand which is sifting through one's own hands. The nature of that thing that you're building is that it must dissipate. The nature of that thing that you are building, the nature of the activity that you're engaging in as a diversion, as an entertainment, as some type, you know, even if it be reading a novel, to tell you the honest truth, right? Even if it be anything which is ghayrullah, you know, ultimately anything that is other than Allah is a diversion. Everything that is other than the Ridwan of Allah is a diversion. Anything other than the Dhikrullah is a diversion. Anything other than the Ibadah of Allah is a diversion. Everything. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything is disintegrating. So as much order as you try to impose on that universe, at the very same time as you're trying to impose that order, it is also, you know, becoming disordered. Right? That is the nature of the world. That is the nature of matter. That it is entropic. It tends towards disorder. Right? It turns towards disintegration. So as much as a person invests in his own body, that I want to look good. Right? That is something from the earth. It is returning to the earth. It is disintegrating. So you know, women want to, you know, they want to get Botox shots. And now even women these days, but even guys, right? I want to get a nose job. I want to get a Botox shot. I want to get this anti-wrinkle cream and, you know, this night creams and face lines and, you know, tummy tuck from here and a little nip over there and another cut over here, right? And people spend hours, you know, jogging and investing so that I can keep my body up, right? Forever young. Right, but every hour that they're spending in keeping their body up is another hour that their body is disintegrating. Every second that a person is making sure that their hair is, you know, has the right swoop, right? That very second, that piece of hair is disintegrating. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everything is going to be annihilated. The nature of it is that it has to be annihilated. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبْ. And that's why it's garbage. Right? That's why the dunya is garbage. It's just waste. The dunya has so little value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, less than even the wing of a mosquito. In order to have any value in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, He would not have given a single sip of water to a kafir. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't care because He sees it as something radi, something which is low. And if something is low, something is useless, then you don't care about it. Which one of us says, oh, this is garbage. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to give you some garbage today. No one feels bad about that. Actually, you feel bad if you're giving someone garbage and loading it. Here, today I bought you 2 bags of garbage to keep in your house. Right? People would feel bad. Right? We're just accumulating garbage. Accumulating garbage in our own ways. Anything which is other than Allah, or anything that is other than something which is associated with the ibadah of Allah, because we were created for His ibadah, right? By and large, this is just waste. This is waste. And so as things tend towards their asl, right? As things tend towards their original state, right? As things tend towards their original state, then what is the way out? Because it seems that every activity that we'll engage in, right, is a futile effort. It's a futile enterprise. There is one way out. Because it so happens that our souls are not created from the alam al-khalq, right? They are not of this world. They are outside the system, right? Entropy works in a closed system. Something exists within, outside that system, which is our soul. Which is our heart, right? The Mashaykh talk about returning the lataif each to its asal in alim al-amr. For those, you know, who understand that. But when we talk about, the idea is to return the soul to its original state, its pure state, so that it can exist in this quote-unquote divine realm, right? Attach it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because although everything disintegrates, there is one thing which is permanent. Right? Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Right? Oh, there's only Allah. And He is Hayyun Qayyum. Right? He is Hayyun, He is ever alive. And He's Qayyum, He's Thabit, He is permanent. The only thing that has permanent, right? The thing that is not entropic is Allah. And when you attach your soul, attach your activities, attach your goals, your enterprises, your activities, everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Then you also remove yourself from that entropic system, right? From that disintegrating system, right? It's freedom actually, right? People think if I become too Islamic, I won't have any fun, right? But the only way to have permanent fun is to get out of this disintegrating system. It's like a sinking ship, right? People say, though, no, my feet are on the ground, I feel safe on the ship, but the ship is going to the ground, my friend, right? Grab up and hold on to that rope so that the plane can fly you into the skies, right? At least you won't drown into the water. Temporarily, there's this false sense of security. You feel like you have something under your feet, but it's sinking. It's like quicksand. That's the nature of the dunya. Attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal. Make all our activities focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And slowly this nafs that we have, that it derives so much pleasure, right? It's creating so much waste. We've gone 15, 20, 30, 40 years of our life creating waste, right? In the world around us. What happens eventually if you take yourself and attach it to Allah, and your nafs becomes purified until it becomes nafs-e mutma'inna, then the same pleasure that someone derives in eating Cold Stone ice cream, that some person will derive, or Ted Drews, or whatever else there is out there, whatever other creamery, whatever other tasty tidbits they have out there at Cafe Laziz, or you know, these fast food places, that same pleasure you'll derive from every word of the Qur'an. The same laza that some people derive by casting their eyes, right? There's this unwanted glances, right? Every which way, that person derives some pleasure inside, right? A person will derive pleasure when he, you know, begins to tap into the reality of the beauty of Allah, right? The same person that a person enjoys and spends hours and hours and spends the night away playing these frivolous video games or surfing the internet or getting lost in a novel, right? I was lost. They'll get lost in their prayer, right? You don't know where the time went. Right? Literally, our pious predecessors, they would complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you've made the night so short. You've made the night so short. They didn't know, right, where the time went. What happens is now you're attaching yourself, right, to something that is not disintegrating. Right? Disintegration, right, something which is entropic creates waste. But something which is thabit, right, is permanently in a state of order, is not going to create a state of waste. There's no negative byproduct, right? And when you create that type of permanence in your own life, right, that's how you impose a permanent state of order in your own life. A permanent, and know that state of order, right, it's easily, in simple terms, it's what we call sakina. Right? It's called sakina. It's the settling of a heart, right? It's the settling of a heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully, people are like, you know, Allah bi dhikrillahi, تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ right? Isn't that with the dhikr of Allah? That there is the itminan of the qalb. It becomes hadi, it becomes still, right? The disquiet, the unease, the remorsefulness, the regret, all of this goes away. In fact, it is so beautiful that the awliya of Allah, right? Even though they have so much remorse, right? Because you know, every wali, he thinks that he's the worst person on the earth. Right, that's what it means to be a wali. Right, he thinks everyone greater than himself. But even in that remorse, even in that regret, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed some sakina. It is a paradox, right? No, and hot and cold don't go together. But even in that anxiety for the akhirah, even in that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in that khawf, in that state of khawf, there is a tacit, wrapped up state of sakina that exists simultaneously. It is something which is difficult to explain, it's something that needs to be experienced. Right? It just needs to be experienced. There's fikr, there's also itminan. Right? Both at the same time. So Allah, we pray that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, redirects our focus from any type of وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. What are the things of this world? These things that we engage in, shopping, clothes, this brand, that brand, my cabinets need to be like this, this rug, that rug, you know, my furniture is going to be like that. What is all of this? إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It's a deception, right? It's a deception. You think there's some type of permanence to it, right? Subhanallah, when you just do some tafakkur on the Qur'an, it just starts speaking to you, right? These verses just start speaking to you. What is it? وَلْتُوْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Rather, you prefer حَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ. Look at the words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in the context of just today's talk. It just comes to mind. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Right? It's baqi. Right? It's permanent. The nature of the dunya is slipping through your fingers. Right? It's entropic. Right? And the akhirah is not. It's baqi. Right? It's actually, it's like reverse entropy, which can't exist in the universe. It's a permanent state of order. It is sakina. It is itminan. Right? It is what every human being is searching for. Right? The problem is that we need to get out of this deception that anything can fill our soul. Many things will fill the nafs, right? But the only thing that will fill your soul is that which is from the divine, right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our souls hadi and calm and full of sakina and completely attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let it have no interest in anything which is other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? This is only by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray and beseech Him that He brings this state upon ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So we'll spend some time.